I do now want to, before we launch into this next strange esoteric Jingle Time segment here, I do want to acknowledge for our friends in the UK that Ken Bruce, who has been on the radio on the BBC for a long, long time, presented his final show on Radio 2 just a couple of days ago. And Ken Bruce is a Scottish broadcaster, best known for the long-running weekday mid-morning show on Radio 2. And he did that for many years and signed off his BBC career and is going to do some other things on some other stations and whatnot. But I was thinking about Ken Bruce and the fact that we had sung many jingles through the years for Ken Bruce. And that will play into this next little Twilight Zone-ish segment.
A little song, a little rhyme. It must be Jingle Time with John Wolfert on Rewound Radio.
Now then, give me a moment to talk to our friends listening in the UK. Now, I know there's people listening all over the world, so this is a little self-indulgent here. Just kind of find something to do for just a minute while I talk to our friends in the UK. Now, I know that our friends in the UK are fans of the Jam Radio 1 and Radio 2 jingles that we've done, that we did for decades and decades and decades. And I know there are people out there who think that they've heard all of them. Surely they have all the Radio 2 jingles in their collection by now. Wouldn't you think that would be the case? But no, 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 no. Because in our multiverse, ethereal, parallel universe, Radio 2 used some Jam jingles that you never heard. Yes. And I might be wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and bet that you've never heard these. So let us go into our Twilight multiverse and listen to Radio 2 as it might have been in a parallel world. Did you never hear these perfectly good Jam jingles on Radio 2? Well, you'd have to ask them. All right, well, it wasn't just Ken Bruce that has Jam jingles you've never heard in the alternate parallel universe. Pretty certain that this is the first public performance of any of these, but of course in our parallel Twilight Zone universe, they've been playing for years and years and years. And perhaps the most bizarre of these jingles, and that certainly fits in with our ethereal theme today, would be this theme. That's right. It could have been. And it was in a parallel universe, I promise you. And that was certainly a Twilight Zone jingle. Very strange.